Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, go, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Always a pleasure.
855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, okay? And, you know, really, seriously, as I said earlier, like you just heard the whole hour about education. Now you got information to work with. So when somebody starts touting the public school system, you can say, well, you know, they're not as great as you think they are. And here's where they fall short. Here's the things they need to work on. And a lot of people say, well, I'm the product of a public school. Yeah, from 30 years ago. Or 20 years ago, where it was a tad different than it is today. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Leaving aside any possible undeclared motives for leaving the Democrat Party and becoming an independent, Arizona Senator Kristen Sinema, she's opened her mouth and now said some more things. I mean, things that have been needed to said about the Democrat Party for a long time, just to be honest with her, right? In an op-ed for the Arizona Republic, Sinema wrote, "The Americans are told that we have only two choices, Democrat or Republican, and that we must subscribe wholesale to the policy views that the parties hold. Views that have pulled further and further towards extremism." She added, this is a false choice. She said, we know that she'll vote more with Democrats than she will with Republicans. We got that. Right? In her announcement back in October that she's leaving the Democrat Party, Representative Tulsi Gabbard of Hawaii kind of outdid Sinema, didn't she? She said the party is now under the complete control of an elitist cabal of warmongers, driven by cowardly wokeness, accusing it of radicalizing every single issue. I'm sorry, racializing, and they do, every single issue, stroking anti-white Semitism, and actively working to undermine our God-given freedoms that are enshrined in our Constitution, and you know it. Right? Now, Sinema, she's a little likely to change. Senator Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has said Sinema will keep her committee assignments. The Wall Street Journal editorial notes that Sinema voted for President Biden's priorities some 90% of the time. Where her independence mattered, though, in the last 2 years, as preserving the Senate filibuster and opposing the worst elements of the Biden Build Back Better plan, especially the tax rate increase. She was not there for that. Now, that really teed off the rest of her party. Because the Democrats really, You know, they keep, notice how they always try to put on us what's going on with them. Right now, they're hardcore, far left contingent. It's what's driving that party. Yeah, I know, some of you go, no, listen, if you're a Democrat, you listen to the show and you think I'm just picking on you, go look at what they believe in. Go look at the stuff they're spending their time on. You know, a lot of us grew up, especially if you grew up on the East Coast, with our grandparents and parents, you know, screaming that the government had all the money and they could do this and they could buy that and they could do whatever, whatever, whatever. And we brought that, some of us, well, I won't say some of us because I haven't, brought it into your life now. And the reality is they don't have all the money. Look at how much debt. If they had the money, we wouldn't be in debt, would we? No, come on, really, we wouldn't be in debt, would we? No. We would be, if we had all this money, we'd be well paid off. We wouldn't have to worry about any of this stuff. So, back to the notion of extremism, the word is used by each party against the other. First, the definition of extreme. Let's start off with that, right? The dictionary says it's of a character of kind farthest removed from the ordinary and or average. Now, haven't we defined what's used to be considered ordinary and average? We have. Now, she goes on to say, the CVS where I received my latest booster shot asked for my gender assignment at birth. Would you say that's ordinary, average, or extreme? Right? I mean, seriously. And haven't we redefined what used to be considered ordinary and average? Now, if you think about this, again, this is nothing new with them, though. No, really, it's nothing new with them. They've always gone in the extreme. Whether it's abortion, Planned Parenthood, welfare, unemployment, right, all that stuff, they go to the extreme all the time. I mean, the cinema is speaking. She's saying, is it extreme to try to prevent more abortions and protect women from regrets that they may feel after having them? Is it extreme to allow drag queens to lead story hours in public libraries, but deny Christian author and actor Kurt Kehrman the same privilege? Which is more extreme? Talk about this one on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network. Brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. If you're part of the solution, can't be part of the problem. Means you're thinking, you're working it through, and you're making things happen. And I appreciate that. All right. Back at it again. Talking about the Senator Sinema. When she left the party, she started looking, started taking some real stances on issues that she just thinks the party went too far on. And these, again, her words, not mine. Right? Is it extreme to try to prevent more abortions and protect women from regrets they may feel afterward? is an extreme to allow drag queens lead story hours in public libraries, but didn't deny Christian author Kirk Cameron. Which is more extreme, having an open border that allows hundreds of thousands to enter the country illegally? Some with deadly fentanyl pills on them. You know, it's amazing. Is it extreme to allow the government to expand in size, cost, you know, creating a $32 trillion debt? But I got to say, good luck. I do not see how she's going to bring this down. No, really. Look, it's no different than some of you. You know, we get on school boards, water boards, city councils, that kind of thing. Remember, in my area, I'm one of five. We're talking one of five people. You know what that means? It means I got to convince two other people during open session, open conversation, that they need to vote or come to my way of thinking. That's what I have to do. It's just crazy. And it's hard to do in a relatively short period of time, which is why you need to make sure you vote the right people in to begin with. Anyway. You know, think about something. When you look at the tax code, let me see. There's an article here that the government printing office sells its spread over two volumes. According to them, book one is 1,404 pages. Book two is 1,248 pages for a total of 2,600 pages. About 400 to 500 words per page. Now, what they're selling you is well over 1 million words. Which means it's extreme. Right? Is it extreme to ask for, you know, seniors already receiving or about to receive Social Security and Medicare, keep paying them, but then work on reforming? And look, there's no reason in the world, all right, so I'm close to that age, but there's no reason why you can't start reforming Social Security now. Have it apply to those, you know, from 34, 35 and down, so that as they start to get older, they get into it. At some point, you can say to them, okay, you don't get to partake of these numbers. You had a 30-year warning that these numbers were going to change. As opposed to just hitting everybody with it now, including the seniors. Right? Now, Senator Sinema, we need to be calling her when things come up, even from outside her area. Hey, they do it. Why shouldn't we? Right? So, I just say to you, you got her to change, Tulsi Gabbard. Now, I don't need them to come over to our party. Or I don't need them to go to a Republican. I just need them to leave the party that they're giving credibility to. That's the way I see it. Could be dead wrong. I don't believe I am, though. Okay, come on, you constitutional people, you. On this day in history, in December 15th, 1791, what was ratified? Right? December 15th, 1791. I'd wait, but it's boring on radio to wait and have silence. The Bill of Rights was ratified. Codifying the unique freedoms in the new nation. There were a couple of founding fathers who didn't want to sign the Constitution unless they guaranteed they'd be able to jump on this right after the election, right after getting everything done and the ink dried. Think about how much they would have to trust each other to do this. Right? First set of amendments to the U.S. Constitution, well, were collectively known as the Bill of Rights. Their passage came 3.5 years. Are you hearing me? Look how long it took them to hammer it out. 3.5 years after the Constitution was enacted to become the framework of the national government. Now, there was a clash over the ratification of the Constitution with the anti-federalists opposing the creation of a strong national government, rejecting ratification, and federalists advocating a strong union and adoption of the Constitution. There's always been an argument. It's how much government is too much government or not enough government or whatever. It's really nothing new. And the Bill of Rights was essentially a compromise between the two. And, to a big degree, a win for the anti-federalists. Patrick Henry, yeah, remember him. Come on. Give me liberty, give me death guy. Remember him? At the second Virginia Convention of 1775, he was a leader in the movement. Like I said, some of them didn't want to even sign the original Constitution without this. Now, Henry was the leading proponent of the Bill of Rights. He felt this would be the document that would push back against government overreach. But was he wrong? An outspoken anti-federalist, Henry opposed the ratification of the U.S. Constitution, which he felt put too much power in the hands of the national government. Ooh-hoo-hoo. His influence helped create the Bill of Rights, which guaranteed personal freedoms, set limits on government constitutional power, and more. Think about that. He wanted more personal freedom and less government intrusion. No, that's got to be wrong. I have to check that out. I'll have to verify that. Coming to your host. A lot more coming up after the break.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. It's a cold night for millions in America. From the Dakotas and upper Midwest region to the Northeast, there are concerns about severe weather, high wind, and blowing snow.
Tow trucks, loaders, snowblowers, we got plenty of gas, plenty of fuel, we got plenty of salt. Up to 6,500 utility workers, which really are become frontline workers when you're desperately trying to get the heat back on the house.
Peak snowfall is expected to reach 1 to 2 inches in New York from tonight into Friday morning, while blizzard conditions in the Dakotas could result in nearly half a foot of snow in places. A group of Louisiana police officers being charged in connection with a death in custody incident. A total of five officers are facing state charges in the case. They're accused in connection with the 2019 death in custody of a black motorist named Ronald Green. Charges in the case range from negligent homicide to malfeasance. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Gomez in your house. Oh, pleasure. 855-ROAD-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Be in. Just get. Get your message right. You know, get informed to get your message right. All right. MyPillow.com. You know what's coming. MyPillow.com. MyStore.com works the same way. Mike Lindell wants to help us all. You buying Christmas gifts? Still trying to figure out what to get your loved one? Maybe you're not so loved one? Best thing to do, MikeLindell.com. MyPillow.com. Sorry, not Mike Lindell, but MyPillow.com. MyStore.com. Lots of stuff going on. Lots of product. There, you know, pillows, pillowcases, sheets, towels, great stuff. Anyway, try them out. If you don't like it, it's an easy return process. It's really that simple. Right? And the product is American-made. The product is helps promote, support people who live in this country. I mean, seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560, so MyPillow.com, MyStore.com, promo code Joe, you'll save 30 to 70%, it is Christmas time, and you need this stuff. Anyway, all right, back to some of these other stories. We're talking about the Bill of Rights. Today is the anniversary of the Bill of Rights. A lot of them didn't even want to sign it without the Bill of Rights. Didn't want to sign the Constitution without a Bill of Rights. Now, the amendments also enjoyed the support from Thomas Jefferson and James Madison, among many other founding fathers. Bill of Rights is what the people are entitled to. Right? It gives them rights. I mean, it actually pushes against every government on the planet. And no government, good luck, no just government should refuse or rest on, inference. That was according to Thomas Jefferson. The Ten Amendments from the Foundation of Cherished American Freedoms, many of them, the first of their kind, enumerated in world history, and some still are unique among global governance. They've been widely copied. They've been adopted by governments around the world. The Bill of Rights spells out Americans' rights in relation to their government, guarantees civil rights, liberties, and so on of the individual. Well, you wouldn't know it, but like freedom of speech, freedom of religion, You know, they have at the National Archives, they have a picture of the Bill of Rights as it appeared after it first passed the House of Representatives in 1789. When you see the original document, the reason it's so cool is you can see where they had debate, they crossed certain things out, they added certain words in. Now today I'd want proof. You know, it sets rules for things like due process. The thing our January 6th people didn't get. Right? It reserves all powers not delegated to the federal government to the people of the state, to the states in particular. It specifies that the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny them. So if we forgot to put something in here, it doesn't mean we don't want you to have it. Now, Madison originally proposed a Bill of Rights in 1789 with 12 amendments. But only three amendments through 12, I'm sorry, only amendments 3 through 12 were ratified by the requisite 3/4 of the state legislature. Now, so that means that the Third Amendment went down in history as the First Amendment. Realistically, the First Amendment was not the First Amendment. Right? Congress shall make no law respecting or establishing our establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. They can't abridge the freedom of speech. You know, this is a good thing to hang on for a minute. See, back then, I think to a big degree, the majority of people actually had common sense. Really. Which is why they didn't think they had to put all these little things in. They didn't think they had to call. You know my joke, right? Do you really have to give line-by-line instructions on how to go to the bathroom? Really? It's just amazing to me. The dictionary meaning for a bridge or bridging or abridged is to shorten without losing the sense. The introduction is a bridge from the author's novel. So it was made shorter from the author's. So do we really want the federal government to have the right to abridge our freedoms? That's why our founding fathers, they knew, they'd been through it, they understood. They studied other cultures, they studied other countries. No law respecting the establishment of religion. Real simple, what that means is basically, okay, we're going to be a Catholic nation. There you go. Put it in writing. No. Founding fathers didn't want that in any way, shape, manner, or form. However, they also didn't want your right to, whether the government agreed with your religion or not, they didn't want the government to have a right to stop you from worshiping any way you wanted. Right? Free exercise. Or abridging the freedom of speech, or of the press, or the right of people to peaceably assemble. Right? Didn't say you had to have a permit to assemble. No, really, think about it. Did it? And if you want to move on, you also have a right to petition the government for redress of grievances, which is exactly what they did to the king. So, it's a dramatic codification of human rights, right, as opposed to government rights. Second Amendment, the fourth among the most proposed amendments, it outlines the right to keep and bear arms. But you know what's funny about it? I've talked to you guys about this a million times. It is not, by any stretch of the imagination, as simple as you think it is, or was. right? I mean, it really wasn't that simple to speak of. And nowadays, and no, you hear this argument all the time. You know, our equipment is so much more powerful and faster and blah, 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 blah. Well, it doesn't have to be. No, really, think about it. It doesn't have to be. And a Second Amendment, if you want to beat this to death a little bit more, this is why I said you got to get informed. You can't do what you're doing. You got to get informed. But the Second Amendment went through several iterations, and they wanted to make sure they got that right. And the reason behind it was, again, they had just come out of this. So, let me see. Oh, I do have it. Yeah. Take a listen to this. Take a listen to the different things that they were thinking when this was going down. Maybe I'll wait. Not going to have enough time, so I'm going to wait till the next, after the break. Joe Messina, your host. Look, head up to the website, joemessina.com, joemessina.com. A lot going on up there as well. You can sign up for the weekly email blast. You can even sign up for texting, all of that stuff. Right? And there's a lot happening. A lot that I put up on the website, a lot I talk about. You can grab the shows there. That's what you want to do, isn't it? Right? We're going to finish up. Oh, I got a whole bunch of stories. We're going to talk about the Second Amendment, how many times it changed, why, well, I'll tell you why I think it was good, ultimately, but you're going to hear from somebody who's a heck of a lot smarter than I am. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today is the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Always a lot of fun to be with you guys. I really mean that sincerely. I love, you know, otherwise I'd be talking to myself. Sometimes I feel like that, but I'm talking to myself. So, anyway, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. As I said, what I'm going to play for you is Rick Green from Wild Bills and Patriot Academy. I mean, you want to... They're in, but maybe three people I know that will teach, or that know the Constitution, know how it was put together, know how our founding fathers wanted it / wanted it to be, like Rick Green. And I get the biggest kick out of it. I mean, these guys pull stuff out of the top of their heads, you know, not the other end, because what they're pulling out, they really know. And it's real. You don't get that. You can't, I should say. You don't get that often. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Let's see if I can pull this up and make it work. Because I don't, you guys know, I don't always make it work right the first time. So here. Come on, you can do it. Did you know right? The whole series. There were multiple versions of the Second Amendment were considered at the Constitution Convention. The versions really give us a solid look into the mind of the Founding Fathers when they created the Second Amendment. Most importantly, they gave us some important warnings. Big time. You know what I mean? All right, come on. Anytime you're ready.
So let's go back in history and look at what these guys actually said. Let's find out what the founders actually intended by the Second Amendment. So real quick, let me fly through some of these original proposals when they were debating the Bill of Rights. New Hampshire had a proposal. They said Congress shall never disarm any citizen. This one from Massachusetts. That the said Constitution be never construed to prevent the people of the United States who are peaceable citizens from keeping their own arms. Pennsylvania, no law shall be passed for disarming the people or any of them. Here's some constitutional commentaries early on. Zephaniah Swift, he was author of America's first legal text. He said, self-defense or self-preservation is one of the first laws of nature. Again, it's the first laws of nature, which no man ever resigned upon entering into society. So in other words, when you decide to be a part of a culture, or you're part of a society and say, I'm going to follow the law, you don't give up your right to defend yourself and to defend your family. William Raleigh said, in the Second Amendment, it is declared that the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. That prohibition is general. No clause in the Constitution could, by any rule of construction, meaning we couldn't figure out some way to stand just right to interpret some clause out of the Constitution and how we interpret that construction, we could never be conceived to give Congress a power to disarm the people. If in any blind pursuit of power, either the state or federal government should attempt it, this amendment may be appealed to as a restraint on both. James Kent, one of our two American founders of jurisprudence, he said the municipal law of our country has likewise left with individuals the exercise of the natural right of self-defense. The right of self-defense is founded in the law of nature and is not and cannot be superseded by the law of society. You guys getting the rhythm here? What are these guys saying? They're saying this is an innate law of nature. God gave you this right, gave you this self-defense concept, and government should not take it away. Now, Joseph Story was one of our Supreme Court justices early on that wrote most of the opinions during his tenure on the court. Highly respected justice. And he warns us. He says the right of the citizens to keep and bear arms has justly been considered the palladium of the liberties of a republic. In other words, this is the foundation. Without this one, it's the protector of all the other ones. Without it, you'll lose the other ones. He said it offers a strong moral check against the usurpation and arbitrary power of rulers. So see, this has nothing to do with hunting. This doesn't even refer to that immediate self-defense against an individual attacking you. You hear how often they're talking about protecting ourselves from what? Government, from a tyranny of a government. So he goes on to say, it will enable the people to triumph over them. Here's what's happened. Okay, this is the danger we're in. There is certainly no small danger that indifference, so Reagan was kind of addressing that a little bit earlier when he said, you may not care about self-defense and training and guns and all those things like our family, so you might be indifferent to those things. But what happens? Joseph Story says that indifference may lead to disgust. So if you're not, you know, you haven't studied these things, you haven't trained, you maybe never touched a gun before, never fired a gun before. You see all these school shootings, you're thinking, it's got to be the gun's fault. It's the gun. So indifferent leads to disgust, disgust to contempt, and then he says it thus gradually undermines all the protection intended by this clause of our National Bill of Rights. So he's saying, don't let it start with that indifference.
This is why you have to get informed. Right? No, seriously. In all seriousness, this is why you have to get informed. This is why you have to make sure you know what you know, what you know, what you know. Because a lot of people sit there, there are people who actually walk around truly believing that the Second Amendment is for hunting. I know, when you stop laughing, let me know. You have to sit there and think to yourself, Mike, did they really believe that our founding fathers always thought about hunting? That was like their whole life thing? That was it? Because they had a lot more going on, a lot more they cared about. Right? God. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. You really should head over to Wall Builders and Patriot Academy. I don't get anything for this. This is not like go over there so I can make some bucks. That's not what this is about by any stretch. But you get the information you need to push back, so you don't sound like you don't have a clue. Now, look, I've had some arguments with some of you, or I shouldn't say arguments. I don't mean it that way. Heated discussions. How's that? So I've had some heated discussions with some of you as of late. And let's, you know, talk about the Second Amendment, for instance. Well, there's nowhere in there that says that, you know, you have to get a permit to have one. I mean, it's none of these amendments are real pure. So I should be able to carry one anyway I want to, and they can't stop me. And I get that. I'm not in disagreement in the premise. The Constitution gives you the right to carry a gun, period, end of discussion. Okay? But my argument is until you actually get enough people together to pull it off, if you think you're going to walk the streets with a concealed carrier hanging by your side, and you're going to yell at the cop and say you're not upholding the Constitution, there are plenty of people in jail right now with that mindset. Again, some of you will write me and say, why are you giving in? I'm not giving in. I'm asking you to be strategic. Whether it's religion, whether it's guns, whether it's sexual orientation. I don't care what it is. But you screaming as they have you in handcuffs in the back of the car, this is unconstitutional, doesn't make it unconstitutional. Doesn't mean that they're going to move on what you're saying. Doesn't mean any of that. So again, get your information. I also love the fact that the Treaty of Paris, I will bet you that many of you don't even know what the Treaty of Paris is. Do you? Well, the Treaty of Paris was the actual treaty, the surrender, if you would, certificate, of the Brits, of the United Kingdom. The Treaty of Paris was signed on September 3rd, 1783, ended the American Revolution War between Great Britain and the American colonies. Now, peace negotiations began in April of 1782 at the Hotel de York, involving American Representative Benjamin Franklin, John Jay, Henry Lawrence, and John Adams. Now, the British representatives were David Hartley and Richard Oswald. What I love the most about this is it starts off with, in the name of the most holy and undivided Trinity, in having pleased the divine providence to dispose the hearts of most serene and most potent Prince George, and by the grace of God, the King of Great Britain, France, and it just goes on. You can't get away from the fact that they didn't want to get away from God. Period. You could try, but they didn't. The Paris was signed on the third day of September, and at the bottom it read, in the year of our Lord, 1783. For a bunch of guys that wanted nothing to do with God, I'm going to say what I always say. They were thoroughly confused. Don't see your host. Don't. You know what? Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with us tomorrow. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.